Support for MindShift comes from Landmark College, offering a fully online graduate-level certificate in learning differences and neurodiversity programs. Visit landmark.edu/certificate to learn more.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, MindShift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
It's that time of year again. Mind Shift is back with Season 8. I'm Ki Sung.
And I'm Nima Gobier. We've got some exciting news for you listeners. Do you want to tell them, Ki?
I sure do. We have a new host joining the podcast team, Kara Newhouse.
Hey, everyone. I'm thrilled to be here.
Listeners, you might already be familiar with Kara. She reported the episode, Is It Okay for Teachers to Cry in Class?
There's research that shows when human beings are sharing emotions, they're feeling emotions at the same time, it builds social connection. And students feeling connected to their teachers, we know from lots of research, helps kids.
So Kara, for those who don't know you, tell us all about yourself.
Well, I've been writing for the MindShift website since 2018, and before that, I worked for newspapers in Pennsylvania. I love covering what's happening in classrooms, so I'm really excited to highlight teacher and student voices in the MindShift podcast.
Let's preview what's in store this season.
Well, in one story, I learned about a math classroom where students write letters to math to unpack their feelings about the subject.
I have never had a math teacher talk about emotions behind math ever.
And I looked into whether school dress codes are a good fit for today's students.
Sometimes, in wanting to protect our young people, we end up reinforcing the very inequalities that the world puts on them.
Plus, we'll hear from a teacher who learned to value how quieter students contribute to a classroom.
I've learned not to see an introverted student as someone who's not engaging as much as I think they should.
And we'll talk about age-appropriate consent education.
How many of you can tell me with confidence what the definition of respect actually is?
Make sure you don't miss a thing. The new season of MindShift starts July 18th.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Hey, it's Avery Truffleman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.